Do you mind being pegged? It is. Do you mind being pegged?
No, I do not want to get pegged. My really asshole is an exit, not an entrance. You like getting pegged?
Listen.
Wait, hold right, on. Just on, for the girl.
Are you out?
I'm out.
Why?
Oh, Ryan.
Why are you leaving? Yeah, guys, being honest.
Because last night, he pushed me down on the ground. And he put his fucking knee on me. And then he licked his...
Hashtag beg.
Hey, why don't you say welcome to the LA, man? And then he put his finger in my butt and then pulled it out. And there was a little bit of Panera Bread on there.
Oh, Johnny just got a shot of it. I've never seen you so happy before. Look how happy he is.
It's come everywhere.
Brian has green goddess salad in his asshole at all times.
Hold on. You like getting pegged.
Listen,
be honest.
I feel like Americans are a little less comfortable with talking about this stuff.
No. Oh, my God.
Either you're into it or you're not.
Wait. Just really quickly, because I'm a little naive to this, does that mean a dick in your butt or a finger?
No.
Or what does that mean?
Dildo strap on in your butt.
Fake.
I heard all guys like that.
No. Unless you want to buy new sheets tomorrow from the blood.
My friend told me
whatever, that's popping.
I'm gonna be honest
zits
with you, dude.
Blood.
I'm really open minded and I'm into some weird shit. That is not for me. Oh. I'm not judging it.
I'm all about the exit.
I don't like
once.
Fingers in my butt.
Do you like fucking girls in the butt?
I will, but it's not my thing. I like being called the N-word as I come inside girls.
I know.
Girls.
I've heard
that's
that.
My,
I know.
That's my thing.
But
if
why?
I'm blacked out, yes. But other than that, no.
No, I'm not.
You're not into anal either?
No, because there's elbows and shit in there.
Elbows?
The vagina is warm and soft and juicy and great. You can. I don't need help coming. I don't need your butthole with elbows. Wait, maybe that can last longer with your butthole.
I'm not saying porn style. Red Band, I'm not saying porn style is where you need it every single second, and it's the first thing you start with. But once in a while,
so you've been pegged.
It's a surprise.
A dildo in the butt.
Was it fun?
You let a girl fuck you.
Unbelievable. I mean, you just lie back, you chill out. It is. You know, I'm not talking every day, but
lie in your face.
Right. Listen,
awful.
Red Band. Listen, you guys.
The best podcast I've ever done.
Red Band's Tripoli. You guys have done shit that I have not done. I'm Canadian, conservative, and I'm a little bit of a.
Experimented in the shower. I've put my whole finger in me. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Relax. You haven't relaxed?
I fucking ripped
hey,
my
dude,
lip.
You're getting pegged in ash. You're not conservative, okay? I hate to tell you that. Thank you all.
Again, it's not like a thing I want to do every single day. It's like once in a while.
It's like sushi, right? You can't have sushi every night. Once in a while, you want a lobster roll in your ass.
Right?
And you might
get
food poisoning. I'm okay with that.
I only let one guy fuck me in the ass ever. And Joey,
fucking Americans are so crazy.
No, listen. Joey Diaz told me, he said, never let a guy fuck you in the ass before you're really together because he'll never take you to dinner again. You know what? That guy took me out to dinner a few times and I let him fuck me in the ass. He never took me to dinner again.
Exactly.
Really?
Yeah. Exactly. Because you fucking didn't take care of your ass beforehand and he got shit all over it. And you probably
don't feel like I bang girls in their ass and I never get anything on my dick. It's like this weirdest thing.
If I know I'm having sex, I don't eat for a day.
Really?
Yes. If I know, let's say we're fucking tonight, I don't eat all day. I start. Starve all day.
Are you expecting it in the ass?
It's
then?
Partly no. It's because partly I don't know if they're gonna go to the ass, and you want to be clean, and also because I want to feel thin.
Really? See, I just like to bleed on the.
That's
sheets.
Why girls.
I think that's awesome.
That you bleed when you get pegged in the ass,
dude. It's so unnatural. Of course you do.
Does it hurt? That's,
it's called internal hemorrhoids. Go to a doctor. Get the rubber band technique.
You want to hear a true story? I honest to God, I've never said this, and I've been doing radio
you
for.
Probably
18.
Shouldn't start
no,
now.
I don't give a fuck because I'm drunk. No. Yeah, Sam, get it out of me. I don't care.
Be yourself.
Peace,
you're at the comedy store.
Listen,
I've fucked in every room here.
I've been doing radio for 19 years, and I have a great, you know, I'm very fortunate. I have a great following in Canada, and I've done this forever. I've never disclosed this situation. So I got pegged once. I can't believe I'm sharing this.
Yes.
I got to stop.
You know, do it.
No, please share.
I don't care.
Just share.
Hey, guys. Thanks for tuning in and checking out this sample of the Punch Drunk Patreon Secret Podcast. I'm Sam Tripoli.
I'm Candace Fight Nanny. We are asking for $5 a month for 6 months, and that'll get...
Basically, you're getting 4 secret podcasts on Patreon. This is not pocket money. We're not taking this and spending it on Tebow's bags of leaves. We have a plan to grow PunchDrunkSports.com, and we need the Patreon to grow. Guys, we're giving you 4 episodes live from the Comedy Store. Your favorite comedians. We just had Brandon Schaub on. We had Steven Azizi. We had Red Band. Please donate 6 months at $5. The price of one t-shirt will really help this podcast grow. We love and support you guys. Thank you, Drunk Punchers.